your voice. Would you just say, just tell me about yesterday, about how the bean picking came.
Well, they didn't have near as many pickers as they figured they would have. I don't think they picked but about 175 bushel, and they was picking on picking about 400.
Uh-huh. And were they planning to get the entire crop in yesterday?
Yes.
They thought they would, huh?
Yeah, but they had to go back this morning to finish them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, the last thing we were talking about Sunday was the, we're talking about the mountains, mm-hmm. and about the, maybe I ought to move this over, back over this way. Do you remember where it was in relation to your foot? Did I have it on the other side? Did that give you enough room?
Sure.
And I talked to you yesterday about, or Sunday, about the things going through the mountains, the gaps.
The ridges.
And the gaps.
Yeah.
Do you ever talk about, if you cut something in a piece of wood, like when they made log houses, they'd have to...
Notch it?
Yeah. Now, do you ever call that thing up in the mountain a notch?
I don't remember if it ever being called that.
Uh-huh.
Just called them gaps.
Yeah. Okay, and how about a steep rock face that...
That's called a bluff.
Uh-huh.
We always call them that.
Uh-huh. Now that would be could that be a pretty high one?
Yes. And rough, nothing, couldn't hardly get up over it.
Yeah. Now would that be the same thing as a cliff?
Well, no, not altogether. It wouldn't be. A cliff is what I always call a rock cliff, is straight up. Nothing can get up over it at all.
Are there many cliffs around?
Well, no, not so many in this mountain.
Uh-huh. Where are there some?
Well, you get back in these other higher mountains, back in North Carolina, where you hit more of those cliffs, or in the Grandfather Mountain, places like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's spoke of that as the Grandfather Rock. I saw it. It looks like a man's face.
Is that right?
That's right.
I've never seen that.
That was Grandfather Mountain.
And a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded on a river, where they unload the boats.
Well, now that's something new to me. I've never been around nothing like that.
A place where a boat ties up, there are no...
We called a boat landing, I would.
Uh-huh. Well, I was wondering about a wharf or a dock or something.
Well, boat docks.
All right. Now, where the rivers come through the come through the mountains and come down into the valleys, or the creeks that come down, when they hit those, they hit some rocks, then sometimes there's a big drop. Do you have some of those?
Well, no, I can't. I can't recall any what you call in this country.
Uh-huh.
That's water. We call them waterfalls.
Yeah, there aren't any coming in. There's no water.
In North Carolina now, there's quite a few of them.
But there's no water that runs in over, like over Iron Mountain.
No, I don't think so.
And now I wanted to ask you a little bit about the kinds of roads, the kinds of roads they had when you were a boy, that you travel on.
The level part of the land was pole roads.
Uh-huh.
Just size of that phone pole out yonder, or smaller. One just laid right beside the other, and just like your fingers there.
Uh-huh.
And the wagons run over top of them. Well, you could hear a wagon a morning like this in the fall of the year going to Bristol from out of Johnson County here. Well, you could hear, seemed like you could hear a wagon running 2 miles.
Is that right?
That's right. Uh-huh.